disease. So the one question that hasn't been addressed very much is, does MRI actually improve our ability to select the proper surgical procedure in the patient receiving neoadjuvant therapy? So these are actual numbers, not percentages, on this slide, and you can see that in two small studies, if MRI predicted that you were a candidate for breast conservation, 16 out of 18 and 20 out of 22 patients actually succeeded in having that procedure. But just as in the setting in primary cancer, MRI tends to overestimate disease, and in 21 patients who were judged to require mastectomy on the basis of residual abnormality on MRI, between 7 and 10 of them had only microscopic minimal residual disease and were assessed by surgeons retrospectively as probably having been able to undergo breast conservation. So MRI done both pre-treatment and post-treatment at the present time is the best way we have to assess the degree of response, although it's still far